Morning Watch, Living in and with the Divine Trinity, Week 1. The Divine Economy with the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity in the Divine Move and in our Experience, Saturday. Related Verses, Matthew 28:19, Go therefore and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Acts 19:5, and when they heard this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Galatians 3:26-28, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There cannot be Jew nor Greek, there cannot be slave nor free man, there cannot be male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 12:12-13. For even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ. For also in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and were all given to drink one Spirit. John 15:4-5, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Related Reading, to baptize people into the name of the Triune God is to bring them into spiritual and mystical union with Him. There is one name for the Divine Trinity. The name is the sum total of the Divine Being, equivalent to His person. To baptize someone into the name of the Triune God is to immerse him into all that the Triune God is. In Matthew 28:19, the Lord charged his disciples to baptize people into the name of the Divine Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. At this point in Matthew, the Triune God had been completed and consummated. For the Divine Trinity to be completed, to be consummated, he needed to go through a process to pick up humanity. To be the consummated Triune God, the completed Triune God, he needed humanity as well as divinity. He also needed to pass through a beautiful, all-inclusive death. We all have to be conformed to his dear death. The death of Christ is lovable and dear, and the Triune God needed it for his completion, for his consummation. The Divine Trinity is undoubtedly omnipotent, but if he were short of this beautiful death, he would not be able to solve our problems. In him and with him, there is an all-inclusive death that can kill all the germs related to us. The Triune God is an all-inclusive dose within us with the killing element of the death of Christ. Within this all-inclusive dose, there are many elements that can supply us in a positive way, and there is also the element of his death that can eliminate the negative things. The death of Christ on the cross took away all the negative items in the universe. Such a death has been brought into the Divine Trinity. After he had passed through the process of crucifixion, he entered into the realm of resurrection and became a life-giving spirit. He then came back to his disciples in the atmosphere and reality of his resurrection to charge them to make the nations the kingdom people by baptizing them into the name, the person, the reality of the Divine Trinity. Now that the Divine Trinity has been completed, consummated, people can be baptized into him. The completed Triune God, the consummated Divine Trinity, is perfect, complete, and short of nothing. When we baptize people, we are placing them into the completed, consummated Triune God. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit is the name of the Divine Trinity into whom we baptize people. The Lord revealed this divine title in the context of his desire to put the people who have received our preaching into the divine Trinity. The triune God in his divine Trinity is the very place where we should put those who have received him. We go to disciple the nations, baptizing them. The word disciple is a strong word. The disciples were to disciple the unbelieving nations by baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This means that discipling includes baptizing. We have to disciple people by baptizing them, putting them into a person, the triune God. When they get into this person, they are discipled. We should not preach the gospel to people without baptizing them. That is not scriptural. We should baptize people immediately after they have believed in the Lord. To disciple them by baptizing them is to make them the very citizens of the kingdom of the heavens. If we do not put them into the triune God, we cannot bring them into the kingdom of God. We must put them into God himself. Then we place them into the kingdom of God.